On any given day, there is probably a movie or TV crew shooting something somewhere in Georgia. But what are they making? Let's go on set in Georgia.
Here we go. Movie!
Made in Georgia!
We make films.
Movies?
Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Jennifer Brett is back. Jennifer is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. She also writes for the AJC's Atlanta Buzz blog. Jennifer, good to have you back on the program.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm gonna try to drive the cart through this segment here because there are a lot of clips to get to, a lot of movies being made here in the Atlanta and Georgia area. So let's start with Spider-Man, right?
Yes.
So Spider-Man Homecoming, that's the latest installment in this series, right?
Yeah, this is Tom Holland putting on his onesie as Robert Downey Jr.'s character disparaged him in Captain America Civil War, which is where he made his debut. This was just one of many Marvel movies to film here, mostly headquartered out of the new Pinewood Studios facility down in Fayette County. Also, they've done some filming at Screen Gems EUE. So this is the latest Marvel production coming our way. Avengers 3 and 4, Avengers Infinity War, and then Avengers whatever they call the fourth one,
right.
Are filming concurrently this summer. And literally everybody in Hollywood seems to be in Georgia. So if you manage to see Scarlett Johansson, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, Anthony Mackie, Chadwick Boseman, Zoe Saldana, I'm running out of breath here. They are going to be here for months filming these two movies.
You want to hear a clip from the Spider-Man movie?
I do.
Let's roll it.
You're the Spider-Man from YouTube.
I'm not.
You were on the ceiling.
I wasn't. Ned, what are you doing in my room?
May let me in. You said we're going to finish a Death Star.
She doesn't know.
Nobody knows. Well, I mean, Mr. Stark knows because he made my suit, but that's it.
Well, Tony Stark made you that. Are you an Avenger?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, this kid who's in this, who stars in this movie, looks to be about 13, 14 years old.
Yes.
Who is he? What has he been in?
Tom Holland. Oh, my goodness. He is really a star to watch. Mm. And I actually got to watch him in action when he was filming this. This movie, of course, is set mostly in New York, and they did do some exterior shots there, but mostly it filmed here in Georgia. So I'll give you the lowdown.
Okay.
There's a scene where Tom Holland is, or Spider-Man, Peter Parker, is running down an alley, and he's, you know, getting in his spider suit. That happened down at Fairly Poplar, right behind the restaurant called Slice. If you've ever been down to downtown Atlanta and had a piece of pizza, right behind there in that alley is where that movie scene took place. Grady High School also served as a filming location for Spider-Man Homecoming, so it's always so fun to sort of try to spot Atlanta on the big screen.
So it was about a week or so ago that I started to see a bunch of clips, and maybe it was the trailer for Marvel's Black Panther.
Yes.
It was about a week or so ago that I started
to see these clips. They rolled that out during the NBA Finals,
right? That's right. Right. Let's listen to a little bit of a clip from that upcoming movie.
The Black Panther has been the protector of Wakanda for generations. A mantle passed from warrior to warrior.
Who's starring in this
film? This is Chadwick Boseman. I'm so excited to keep an eye on this white-hot, red-hot star. He has been in Georgia before. He portrayed Jackie Robinson, the great baseball
42.
Hero, in 42, which filmed a little bit here and elsewhere in Georgia. He also portrayed James Brown in Get On Up. That didn't film here. It filmed in New Orleans, the Louisiana area, but it was set largely in Georgia, of course. So I got to interview him when he was on tour promoting that one. Chadwick Boseman's Black Panther character also made its debut during Captain America Civil War, one of the many Marvel projects to film here. And so we'll see him in his own feature film coming up.
There's another Godzilla film. We need another Godzilla film?
Apparently somebody thinks we do.
Let's listen. I don't remember that film certainly not being critically reviewed well.
You know, sometimes we'll do a remake and you just think,
why?
Where in the marketplace is anybody crying out for this?
Right, right.
A couple years ago, we had a Footloose remake that shot in Georgia and was just like terrible. But I'm sure Godzilla, King of the Beasts, is going to be marvelous.
So I've seen a bunch of clips on television because I guess this movie is going to be out in the next couple of weeks or so. This is Baby Driver. What can you tell us about that film? It's a great cast. It looks like a tremendous cast.
John Hamm, Kevin Spacey, Ansel Elgort, Lily James, Isha Gonzalez. This comes out June 28th. They set this movie in Georgia and filmed it here. And so you'll definitely spot Atlanta. They filmed right around the corner from the AJC, which was so considerate of them. I was able to go and check them out for a few hours while they filmed a bank robbery scene at what used to be a bank branch right across the street from Perimeter Mall. So during the scene where Perimeter Bank, as they called it fictitiously in the movie, that happened right around Ashford Dunwoody.
So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
Right, right. So here's a clip from Baby Driver.
So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
Oh, like a chauffeur. Anyone I'd know?
Hey, I mentioned that it's a great cast. John Hamm is in that film, and he's we know him from Mad Men.
Yes.
But he's become a bit of a regular around this town.
John Hamm is back right now, actually, filming a comedy called Tag about classmates who reunite for a cross-country road trip. He also filmed Million Dollar Arm here around the corner from us. They filmed a good bit at Georgia Tech, also filmed Keeping Up with the Joneses. I got an opportunity to interview him ahead of Baby Driver and learn something I didn't know about John Hamm. In college, he had a job as a daycare teacher. He was kind of on this education
path. Oh, get out of here. Really?
Yeah. And so part of his, training and teaching was, serving as a daycare teacher. And he talked about really enjoying that. It was a high energy group, as you would imagine.
Yeah.
So I asked him, is there anything about working with little children that maybe prepared you for life on a movie set? And I was hoping he'd kind of say, well, temper tantrums on one hand and the other. But no, he was very gracious and debonair, as you would expect, and said he was just,
of course.
He loves working with children and really prizes education. In fact, he's teamed up with his high school alma mater to endow a scholarship in the name of his late mom and to christen a new Black Box Theater in honor of his drama teacher.
Well, Jennifer Brett is here from the AJC. Did you mention Bad Moms? Did you just mention Bad Moms just a second ago?
We can.
Okay, because we've got a clip from Bad Moms.
Emergency PCA meeting tonight. Tell all your friends.
Oh, I don't have any friends. I'm pretty isolated at home. I have four kids.
Okay, good. Please move along. Thank you. Emergency PTA meeting.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh my gosh, she just got all her sadness all over me.
Okay, so bring me up to speed on the Bad Moms films here. So there's Bad Moms, and then there's a sequel, right?
Yes, Bad Moms are back. This is Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and Katherine Hahn reuniting for a sequel called Bad Moms Christmas. So as you might expect, it's going to be a holiday film due out in November. This time, the Bad Moms' own moms sign on. So Cheryl Hines, Christine Baranski, and Susan Sarandon play the moms of the moms. So Susan Sarandon was spotted out the other night at Bistro Nico, a very popular spot for visiting celebrities. They've been filming in the Buckhead area, so maybe you've seen Christmas decorations and thought, man, can we really get a handle on the early Christmas decorating? But no, that was for a movie set.
Robert De Niro is back to make a film here in Georgia, as is The Rock, right?
Yes, they're not moving. They're not making a movie together, but that may just happen. You see sorts of collaborations. Dwayne The Rock Johnson back again. He starred, of course, in Baywatch and a couple of the Fast and Furious movies. I think 5, 7, and 8 were filmed here. Now he's filming Rampage, which this is based on a classic 1980s video game featuring monsters that destroy cities. So, man, that sounds great. Robert De Niro is back. He has been here in the past for Last Vegas and then Dirty Grandpa, which was just terrible.
Right.
But higher hopes for this one. This is called The War with Grandpa. It sounds a little bit more PG-rated. He teams up with Uma Thurman, Cheech Marin, and Oaks Fegley, who was Pete in Pete's Dragon. This is a kind of a more family-oriented film about, Grandpa moves into the family house and the kid doesn't want to give up his bedroom, so he and Grandpa engage in a war of wills, and I'm just going to guess it's going to have a happy ending. No spoilers.
So Jennifer, how do you explain the explosion? And I know people ask you this all the time, so I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
So how do you explain the explosion in movie television production here in Georgia? I know it has everything to do with this tax credit, but explain that in a way that makes sense to all of us.
Okay. In 2008, the Georgia legislature enacted this really hefty tax policy. So when a movie films here, they can either realize an up to 30% tax rebate when after they're done.
So on a $100 million movie, I can make it in Georgia for
whatever 30% less.
Yeah, yeah. 30% of that.
Yeah, that starts adding up to real money after a while. So, for example, Anchorman 2, this filmed a couple years ago in Atlanta, not only were they able to reunite, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, all the usual suspects, they were able to just stock that movie like a Christmas goose with cameos. You had Kanye West, Jim Carrey, John C. Reilly, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Sacha Baron Cohen. I'm running out of breath here. For that last film, that last scene in Woodruff Park. And it was kind of like, look how much money we saved, and therefore we can like hire all these
people.
Take
30% off the top.
Yep.
Wow. And is it becoming a go-to destination for smaller films? Because the films we've been talking about have been huge films, right?
Yes.
And hundreds of millions of dollars to
make
these films.
Yeah, blockbusters. In fact, a film study recently declared that Georgia was the top filming destination in 2016 for the highest grossing 100 domestic films, besting California, the UK, and Canada. But yeah, the smaller productions, they can actually get off the ground thanks to these tax credits. What you can do is, if you qualify, you can actually take your tax credits and say some, you know, wealthy business person wants to save some money off his expected tax return. He can actually purchase your tax credits for maybe 75 cents on the dollar, say.
Got
cash in your pocket. He's, you know, going to save money on his taxes. And then, you know, everybody gets to work on the movie. And in fact, there are wealth management experts who kind of have a subsidiary of their business, you know, connecting these folks, you know, production companies who want to, you know, have some cash to move forward with immediately, and then folks who are looking for a tax break.
Has that, when I hear tax credits, I think, I'm not the only one, I'm sure, who thinks, boy, here comes another giveaway. Has there been much criticism of the tax credits to incentivize filmmakers to come to Georgia as
a
giveaway?
It does have its detractors, and every once in a while you'll see a study pondering, like, well, you know, is this really a good use of taxpayer dollars? Because we are basically giving, you know, tax giveaways to the richest people in the world, right? Hollywood, you know, celebrities.
Yeah.
So does that make sense? Georgia Governor Nathan Deal very emphatically has said yes. He and House Speaker David Ralston got together, as they usually do during the session, for Georgia Film Day, which, you know, highlighted all the movies that are made here. They did something really smart this year. They did interviews with folks like carpenters, electricians, you know, these sort of, you know, behind the scenes folks.
Yeah.
Really highlighting how many Georgians the film industry puts to work. According to the State Department of Economic Development, Georgia lensed productions generated an economic impact of more than $7 billion with a B.
$7 billion
during fiscal year 2016. And that the Motion Picture of Association of America indicates that the film and television industry is responsible for more than 85,000 jobs in Georgia.
She's got facts and everything. Jennifer, great to have you on the program again. Jennifer Brett is with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Jennifer, thanks.
See you soon.